T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It was a tough battle. He fought very hard for the last 7 months in reality, and he desperately wanted to finish his term and fulfill his commitment to the voters. It just wasn't to be.
Well, that and this was an unprecedented seventh term he was serving halfway through it, and you can't judge him even on just one half of a term. This man has been around for a long time.
He has been a seminal leader in this county, really, since 1972, and we're going to miss him greatly.
I don't even know if you can peg a legacy to one legacy out of his career, but can you? What would be L. Brooks Patterson's legacy?
Well, from my view, the legacy of Brooks was he was a political leader who always put his people first, and I mean first the voters and the citizens. He was generally cared about their future. He wanted to maintain Oakland County as a great place to live and work. His mantra here as a county executive was always everything starts with a job, so we needed to partner with the local units of government, business, and the private sector to make sure that we had the environment that would attract the businesses and the jobs so people could really participate in their communities, have houses, great schools, and we think he did a great job.
I think I'd have to agree. If you look at him at his economic forums every year, I think that was the happiest day of his year every year.
He was very appreciative of the support from the business community, but really the other elected officials in the county, the cities, villages, and townships. It's been true teamwork here for, you know, many decades, and we hope that will continue, and we're going to all work hard to make sure it does.
Well, you are being sworn in as the county executive interim, I guess, until a successor special election. Did you have a lesson maybe that you learned that you'll put into practice right away?
Well, I've been learning next to the master for the last 38 years, and so we're going to continue with his vision for the county. And the people should know where we're going, because every year we did 3-year budgets and 5-year plans. And you know, as long as his team's at the controls, things will be great. And I'm sure that whoever follows us will be dedicated to improving Oakland County, and that's all you can ask for.
Live on WWJ with the Chief Deputy County of Oakland County, Chief Deputy Executive Jerry Poisson, on news of the passing of Executive L. Brooks Patterson at 80 years old. Whole bunch of time we'll be talking about what's going to happen with the politics in Oakland County, perhaps even the Republican Party. But Jerry, appreciate your time. I know today it's just remembering L. Brooks Patterson. What a career. It's shocking just to think how long and how much was done.
Yes, thank you very much.
And the biting humor, some would say, will also be remembered for L. Brooks Patterson as well. There was times when he took on his opponents using humor as well as direct action and words to get his points and messages across and his beliefs. One of those, obviously, most recently in the situation with the joint effort to bring region-wide transportation. He said, look, my voters don't want it. And he just was dead set that that was not the case, at least not the way it was being presented. Interesting to see what happens with that now as well. Stay with News Radio 950 all morning long. We will keep you posted again. L. Brooks Patterson, Oakland County Executive, serving a seventh term as the executive of Oakland County since 1972, has died at the age of 80. Complications from pancreatic cancer that he'd been battling with announced late last year, and he died at 5:30 this morning in his Independence Township home, surrounded by his family and friends. WAWJ Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubick has known Patterson for, I'm told, 40 years, Tim. Just an amazing career, pretty amazing man to some of us, and your thoughts?
Actually, Mike, it was 50 years. The professional relationship started in 1970. I remember the first news conference that Brooks Patterson came up to Lansing. I can't remember what the issue was, but I asked him a bunch of snotty questions, and Patterson walked out after. He says, who was that guy? And that guy was me. And it started in 1970, and our relationship continued until this morning. I actually thought he was going to make it a little longer. We discovered about 7 or 8 years ago that we vacationed in the same spot in Florida. And once we discovered that, we had an annual lunch that ran probably about 2 to 2.5 hours as we sat at a little table at a fish market in a undisclosed location. And it was just one laugh after another. And where do you begin with the life of Brooks Patterson politically and personally? This is his brush with death that took him out this time. But after that accident that he had years ago, he told me privately, he said, Timmy, he said, the doctors gave me a 3% chance of living after that accident, and the good Lord decided to give him a little more time. And the last time we met and sat down at that fish market and had lunch this last April, I was apprehensive going into the lunch. I just wasn't sure what I was going to see after this pancreatic cancer thing had hit. And I walked away from the lunch, and I told him in my parting words, I said, Brooks, you're going to do just fine. His attitude was great. His humor was off the charts. And the one thing about Brooks Patterson, either you liked him or you didn't, he was very controversial. Almost everything he touched, not everybody liked it. He had a long-running feud with the mayor of Detroit, Coleman Young. He ran for governor and lost. He ran for attorney general against Frank Kelly and lost. He was a fighter. But I think at the end of the day, his body of work will never be replicated in this state. As he did what he thought was the right thing to do. Not everybody agreed with it, but at the end of the day, he gave it his best. And this is so trite, but in this case, I think it actually does fit. Nobody on the political game in this state will ever be another L. Brooks Patterson. He was a one and only, and rest in peace,
well, and,
Mr. Patterson.
And that indeed is his party politics are going to be felt for the party. And I know we're going to have time to talk about this, but I'm interested in your thoughts. I mean, does his reputation, his career have an effect on the party going forward at this point?
Well, in many respects, I think Brooks Patterson is a politician who understood the feelings of the people. Remember, he started his career on a very controversial and emotional issue on busing. He took that on, and it cost him some enemies as a result of that. But he got into the game because he thought he could make a difference. And that's what most politicians do. He had passion. He acted on it. Sometimes he said stuff that he regretted, and he apologized for it afterwards. But as for his Republican Party, it's not the same party that he ran for governor in. It has gone a little bit beyond where he was. He was a Trump supporter, but I think in his heart he also knew some of the stuff that was being done probably was a little over the top. He was loyal to the party. But I think his impact on the Republican Party, the party's just not the same today as it was when he started out.
Tim Skubick, our Lansing Bureau Chief. Tim, thanks for your thoughts and your memories and your comments about L. Brooks Patterson. Appreciate it.
Mike, my honor to be able to do it. Thank you, my friend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.